Just then another explosion sent him to his knees. Looking back, he saw that now the back of the building was on fire. This couldn't be happening. Not now. He'd spent a lot of time around the Syrian people, earning their trust. And for what? He struggled once again to his feet and turned in a circle to survey the world around him. It was as if everyone had gone mad and time stood still. Were those French soldiers igniting other buildings around him? His soldiers? No, it couldn't be. Not when there were innocents inside. Jean-Michel didn't understand what was happening and why they were fighting. So far, all he'd had to do was follow orders and pass them on to his soldiers. But as he watched the flames grow, he couldn't fathom who would order such outright evil. A figure Jean-Michel recognized all too well strode around the building, a torch in his hand and a sneer on his face. Philippe. Philippe hated the Syrian people, hated being posted here, hated being under Jean-Michel's command when he was 15 years Jean-Michel's senior. The motivation behind the abhorrence was clear. But his actions were so barbaric, Jean-Michel found it difficult to believe. What had made the man snap like this? This new war obviously fueled the man's hate. Philippe lit another small building and moved on. No! The guttural cry exploded from Jean-Michel's lips amidst the raging sounds of war around him, and he forced his legs to run faster. He had to free the women and children. Georges and Luc emerged from a cloud of gunfire after his shout. Off to the west, about 100 meters, they looked toward his destination and came on the double. Whether they saw Philippe or the innocent people inside the buildings that were burning, Jean-Michel wasn't sure, but at least they would help stop the madness. The heat from the fires intensified the heat of the desert, and sweat poured from Jean-Michel's body as he ran. There weren't any orders to kill villagers and innocent people. The rebellion hadn't even reached their area yet, at least not until their convoy was attacked. What had happened? A small face appeared in the tiny window high up the building wall, mouth open in cries. A small hand beat the glass pane. Someone had to be holding him up to gain that height. Their only hope of escape, a window they couldn't reach. The face was familiar. The same little boy who'd watched him try a magic trick and giggled when Jean-Michel failed. They didn't have much time left. Oomph! Jean-Michel's right leg buckled underneath him, and he crumpled into the sand as his body ignited in pain. Glancing down at his leg, he watched the bloodstain grow on his uniform. He'd never been shot before, and as the agony grew, he ground his teeth. He couldn't think about his own pain right now. But there was no cover. The rebels had him. Probably thought he wanted to see all those people burned to their deaths, since it was his own troops lighting the fires. Jean-Michel! Georges' voice cut through the gunfire. Ne bougez pas! Don't move. He didn't think he could, even if he tried. Jean-Michel attempted to wave him off, to convince them to stay put. He couldn't risk anyone else's lives. It was his own fault for taking off into the open. Maybe he could still crawl to the building. But how could he save those people? Spots danced in his eyes. He shook his head. Sounds began to dim. He heard Georges' voice again, then Luc's. But Jean-Michel's gaze was fixed on the building. A haze filled the outline of his sight as familiar faces entered his vision. Georges and Luc dragged him backward. No, no! They were dragging him away from the building. Didn't they hear him screaming? Didn't they know about those people inside? Jean-Michel squirmed in his buddy's arms. Help me save them! Please! We'll get them, but we can't risk you being shot again. You've lost a lot of blood. Luc's calm voice did nothing but grate on Jean-Michel's nerves. I don't care about me! A cough choked him. Save them! Did they hear him? They were speaking to him, but the words made no sense. Were his eyes open anymore? He commanded his eyelids to lift, but he couldn't see anything. Only black. Muffled sounds were the only evidence that he was still somewhat conscious. That and the throbbing pain. A sudden jerk from side to side released his arms, and he plummeted. Where was your...